For our day out on the river, we're talking about the river's past, present, and future. And a major part of that future is a planned Interstate 69 bridge over the Ohio River between Evansville and Henderson. WNIN's Isaiah Seibert has covered the developments on the bridge project, and he's here this morning with I-69 Ohio River Project Team spokeswoman Mindy Peterson. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you along. Well, Isaiah, I know we have some questions for Mindy about the project. Take it away.
We do. So to start things out, Mindy, could you just remind us, so in December, the project team named a preferred route. Could you remind our listeners what the team recommended and how we got to that point?
Absolutely. So in mid-December, we published our draft environmental impact statement, and that is a large document, many, many pages. Everything really is captured to date, the work that the project team has been doing. So we started our work in earnest in early 2017, captured all of that engineering work, the financial analysis, lots of tables, maps, lots of information. But basically, what it came down to was identifying the preferred alternatives. We had two here, and that would be Central Alternative 1A and 1B. So the routes are the same for both. Both would include a four-lane I-69 Ohio River Bridge and retain one of the US 41 bridges. The difference between those two alternatives would be the tolling situation. Under 1A, the I-69 bridge would be tolled, and under 1B, you would be tolling both the I-69 bridge and the US 41 bridge. And I think I reversed the way I said that, but that's the gist. 1A would be both, 1B would be only the I-69 bridge.
All right. And so that draft environmental impact statement was published in December. What has the project team been up to since then?
Right. So a lot of what followed that immediately was hearing from the public on those preferred alternatives. So we had public hearings that I know you were a part of in early January. You attended those. We had great attendance. We had more than 350 people attend those two public hearings. We had one on each side of the river. We had a couple of community conversations, which are a little more intimate gathering in late January, where people could come and really have a discussion with the project team and share their thoughts and feelings. Again, very engaged crowds. We know that people care about this project. And then we did have the formal comment period that started right after we published the draft environmental impact statement. And it wrapped up in early February, February 8th. So during that time, we received nearly 300 comments from the public. And we heard a lot of those comments echoed. That included more than 60 people that we heard from directly at the public hearings. You know what a lot of those comments focused on. We heard from a lot of people who have an interest in retaining both of the US 41 bridges, and some people are also expressing an interest to try to keep the 41 corridor toll-free if possible. So that really is greatly the sentiment that has been expressed more than anything else by people.
And so, but keeping both bridges open wasn't in the project team's recommendation, right?
You're exactly right. So when we talk about the two alternatives, there's a 1A and there's a 1B, and there's not a 1C. And that is almost, there's this theoretical 1C that was brought up by people at the public hearings, by people during the public comment period. So it's important to let people know this is only a draft environmental impact statement. Draft means no final decisions have been made. So we absolutely are considering that feedback. So part of what the team has been doing is categorizing all of those comments, responding to those comments. When we have the final environmental impact statement, it will address each and every comment that has been received. So there could be new scenarios that are explored and possibly a new alternative that emerges from this.
Now, I know a lot of the comments, or at least some comments I've heard from folks, were asking about the idea of, yeah, keeping both of the twin bridges standing.
Yes.
Perhaps one of them becoming a pedestrian bridge, which would, one would assume, would take little maintenance because you don't have the heavy traffic on it anymore. Is that something you've heard or is a possibility?
There have been some people who had asked about that possibility. There are still costs involved. You're exactly right. The maintenance is not as high when you remove that vehicle traffic from a bridge, but there still are substantial maintenance costs. So there actually were offers made to the city of Henderson. Letters were sent also to the city of Evansville and to see if there would be any interest for anybody taking over the cost of maintaining a 41 bridge. But we also need to see what shakes out here too, hearing from so many people who are interested in keeping both of the 41 bridges for traffic as well. So there are still a lot of scenarios that are being explored and some new ideas that are emerging from the comments that we heard.
All right. And so you mentioned that the next step is kind of like finalizing the draft. So is that still on schedule, and what goes into that exactly?
At one point, we were hoping to do that late this year and publish the final environmental impact statement. Because of the comments that we received and all of those comments bringing up scenarios that are not currently on the table with the alternatives, it is likely going to push a little bit from late this year before we have that final environmental impact statement and record of decision. That means that we're just doing more work. We have more financial analysis, more engineering analysis, because what we are hearing from people is a desire to look at keeping both of those 41 bridges. And we told folks all along the way, we have to make this project financially feasible to get this bridge built. It means so much to the region. When you keep that extra bridge, you're maintaining more lanes than what you need. All of this traffic analysis tells us cross river capacity, you really need 6 lanes in this area, not just today, but for many years to come. 25 years out, you need 6 lanes. If you have both of the 41 bridges and a 4-lane I-69 bridge, those 8 lanes cost a lot more to maintain. You actually are saving about $145 million by removing one of the 41 bridges from service. That is about 10% of the project cost. It's a nearly $1.5 billion project. So these are all big numbers, a lot of money at stake here.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, we have just a minute or so more to go. As you mentioned, tolling is certainly, it sounds like there's no way to get around it.
Right. We know with certainty to get this bridge built, an I-69 bridge is going to have to be tolled. The biggest question mark that remains is what's going to happen on the 41 corridor. Are we going to have one 41 bridge? Is there a possibility to have two 41 bridges? And if so, will there be tolls on the 41 corridor? And it could be a situation, John, where you have one toll rate on an I-69 bridge and perhaps a lower toll rate on a 41 corridor. That's a possibility too. So lots of numbers are still being examined. Lots of analysis still going on.
And obviously the 41 bridge staying open would be more for local traffic, and I assume heavy truck traffic would be kept off of that?
I would imagine. Now, even if there are not regulations to do that, because there are lots of hurdles when you talk about regulating truck traffic, the desire would be for trucks, I would think, to get away from that stop and go traffic on 41. You know what it's like for them. They want to move as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And even if that means paying a toll on 69 to keep those trucks moving, I would imagine that would be the strong preference from the trucks.
All right. That is Mindy Peterson of I-69 ORX. We've also been joined by WNIN's Isaiah Seibert for our day out here on the Ohio River. Mindy, thank you so much. And, of course, stay tuned. This is a project that's got quite the future. We'll be talking
Absolutely.
More, I'm sure.
We'll keep you up to date. You know that.
All right. This is WNIN-FM's Day Out on the Ohio River. I'm John Gibson. Now, headlines from NPR.